Hello, this is Dion DeGennaro coming to you live from WNGS Studios. You may know me as the Duke NGS on Twitter, or you might not know me at all. But I'm here to talk to you about what exactly WNGS Radio is and why we here at the Northern Guard want to start it. You know, we've been around for about 6 years now, and in that time, there have been numerous traditions formed, hilarious stories of things that have happened in the stands and on the field throughout the season. There have been tons of milestones broken. There has been crazy, massive attendance increases. And many of you have been here from day one. Some of you have been around for a couple years. Many of you have been around for a couple years. And some of you are just starting your Northern Guard story. And until now, all these stories and memories and traditions have only been really stored in our brains and passed down to new supporters and outsiders, people from all over the country that ask us all the time, how did you guys start this? All the, you know, this is crazy. How can we do this in our hometown? And so for the longest time, all these stories have only been told from word of mouth, and it was pretty apparent that we need to start documenting all these things and keeping them in one place that's easy to share and easy to listen to for anyone who wants to listen. There have been a couple attempts to document the Northern Guard origin story, whether it was Ken speaking at the U of M School of Kinesiology to a room full of people, or the numerous articles or short pieces that were written by, you know, different publications, whether it was local, national, or international. And then there have been a few kind of like short films and documentaries. Probably the most notable one was the one that COPA 90 came to Detroit and filmed the last season. But none of those really documented or like captured these stories and our history in the way that we wanted it to be captured and wanted it to be told. So we kind of just figured that it was time to take matters into our own hands and tell these stories ourselves. So with all that being said, I have a couple ideas with what I want to do with WNGS Radio. Specifically, I have two ideas. So the first idea is kind of what I've already mentioned. I want to definitely start with telling the Northern Guard origin story and getting that documented and recorded and have it in an easy place to share to people who ask us, hey, you know, how did Northern Guard start? And so what I want to start first is doing interviews kind of like in a one-on-one format or a group format, depending on if we can get everyone together, with Drew or Sergeant Scary and the two Butcher Brothers. We did have an opportunity to come together and film a ton of really good material when COPA 90 came to town, and they weren't able to use a lot of it because they were kind of stuck with time constraints and they had kind of a narrative story to tell. And so a lot of that stuff they have, but didn't put out publicly. So we're going to try to maybe do that again so we can have that as a good starting off point. Beyond that, I want to kind of do one-on-one interviews with, you know, people who have been in Northern Guard for a while, with new people. What I want to hear basically is your guys' supporter stories. I want to hear what got you into soccer. I want to hear how you heard about Detroit City FC. I want to hear about your favorite games, your favorite away days, your best memories, your worst memories. I want to hear it all. And so beyond just the Northern Guard origin story, I want to kind of start doing like one-on-one interviews with supporters, because I feel like your guys' stories are very interesting and not everyone knows them and more people should. The second idea that I have is to do some sort of regular show, whether it's weekly or monthly or as news comes out or as important info comes out. I want to do a different format where we talk about things happening in soccer, and specifically kind of the lower leagues of soccer, because that's really what relates more to us. But I want to talk about things specifically happening in soccer where we can explain them and talk about them and give our opinions on them and kind of all relate it back to why these stories matter to Detroit City FC and why you guys, the listeners, should care about it. Not everyone has 24 hours a day to kind of pay attention to Twitter and pay attention to all the different forms of social media where things are happening. And so what I want to do is start a talk show like format where myself and guest hosts talk about this news going on and kind of making it easier for everyone to understand and kind of just go from there. So those are my two ideas. WNGS Radio will likely evolve and change over time as we figure out what works and what doesn't work. I definitely hope it does evolve over time, because really kind of right now we're just winging it and nothing is set in stone or concrete. You know, we're not going to have a regular release schedule yet. It kind of all depends on, you know, how the listens go, if people like it or, you know, if people hate it. I would definitely like some input and hear how we can improve it. But like I said, I definitely expect this to be very fluid. I'm hoping we get started recording in the next couple weeks, because there is no shortage of crazy-ass news to discuss and dissect and form unwavering concrete opinions on. And I think it would make for some really funny and interesting stuff to listen to. So I already have a couple guests lined up. I think we're going to start recording the interviews as well in the next couple weeks. It's just a matter of scheduling and time, which is always the hardest part. I can't wait to kind of go down this rabbit hole, this journey with you guys, and make you guys a part of it too. So if you have any input or anything you'd like to add or give me ideas, you know, feel free to message me on Twitter. That username is @TheDukeNGS, or you can shoot us an email at ngsngsdetroit@gmail.com, and I'm definitely open to input there as well. So yeah, make sure you subscribe, and we'll definitely be blasting out some stuff on Twitter and Facebook and other social media about when episodes will be coming out. Trying to get this on iTunes, so hopefully when you're listening to this, you're listening on iTunes, but I'm also trying to figure out a second place because not everyone likes iTunes. So I'm doing some research and I see Stitcher is good. But if you guys have any recommendations for good podcast hosting websites, yeah, just let me know. That'd be great. All right, guys, I will hopefully be talking to you soon. Fuck Ohio.